If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. As the days of August come and go, we are rejoicing here at Worth Baptist Church in the spirit of revival. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist, and God has blessed us every Lord's Day in the summer. We're expecting in these last few days of the month of August a mighty outpouring of the Spirit of God and a time of refreshing in our services here at Worth Baptist Church. And we would like to share our services with you. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. The Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is thoroughly organized. It is carefully supervised. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have but one textbook in the Sunday school, and that is the Bible, the Word of God. We believe that as never before, men need to know the truth of the Word of God. We believe the Bible to be the inspired, infallible, eternal Word of the living God. And the Bible is taught in every class, every Lord's Day, in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11 o'clock, and our Sunday evening worship service at 7. All of these services are designed to meet your spiritual needs. We believe that the sounding of the gospel is the most important message for the 20th century. Men need the gospel. Men need the Bible. Men need the truth. Men need the church. Men need Christ. And all over this nation and around the world, we believe there are hungry hearts, men who want to hear the gospel of redeeming grace. That's why we have continued to sound the trumpet during the days of the summer, calling on people throughout the city and throughout this state and across the nation to pray for revival. It is our firm conviction that the only means of survival for our nation is an old-fashioned revival, a spiritual awakening. So I want to continue to impress upon your heart the need to pray, and to pray sincerely that God will intervene in the affairs of our government, in the affairs of our economy, in all of the affairs of the national life of our nation, that God Himself will intervene and bring about a revival that will turn us back to God and turn us back to the Bible and back to the church and back to the ancient path. Some time ago we preached the message, "Revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee." And we still believe that God is going to awaken this country and God is going to send a revival. And we are praying that that revival of spiritual values will begin right here in the city of Fort Worth, right in our own community, in our own churches, in our own lives, and in our own hearts. And we want you to be a part of the revival that is going on at Worth Baptist Church during the days of the summer. Worth Baptist Church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We are easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. It would be our joy to have you and the family come today and share with us in the blessings of the Sunday School Hour at 10, the morning worship service at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Be our guests today at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And we would like to hear from you by mail during the month of August. We are not asking you to send any money to this broadcast. We're simply asking you to write us and let us know that you hear it and that it's a blessing to your heart. And to all who will write during the month of August, we are sending free and postage paid one of our books entitled "Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming." We believe there are signs evident all about us of the soon return of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, we want you to have a copy of this book. It contains seven sermons, on the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can have a copy simply by writing during the month of August and requesting the book entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Just write a postcard and ask for the book, Look Up, Christian. I believe this book will be a blessing to your heart, and we'll look forward to hearing from you this week. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Times Like These. I shall read from the book of Esther, chapter 4, beginning at verse 13, after we pause in a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the story of redeeming grace, and we thank Thee for the privilege of voicing the gospel today. May as this radio broadcast fills the air, many hearts be touched, and many lives be transformed, and may many come to know Christ, is our prayer in Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 13, Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer, Go, gather all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. Women have played an important role in the development of the Bible and in the development of the Christian faith. It was a woman who first listened to the devil in the Garden of Eden. It was a woman who gave birth to the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. It was a woman who came first to the tomb on the morning of the resurrection. Women have played, as we said, an important role, an important part, in the development of biblical revelation. Throughout the ministry and lifetime of our Lord upon the earth, there were many women who were active in carrying forth the truth. There are two women in the Bible who inspire me greatly. One is Ruth, and the other is Esther. When I become discouraged, I turn to the book of Ruth, and I hear Ruth saying to her mother-in-law Naomi, Whither thou goest, I will go, and whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. And then when I need courage and strength, I turn to the book of Esther, the words that I have just read, where Esther said, I will go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. What dedication! The story of Esther is a dramatic story. During the days following the return from the Babylonian captivity, there remained a segment of the Jews in the land of Babylon, at this time ruled by Persia. Esther was one of those persons. Having been elevated to the position of queen, she had an inroad into the king of Persia. When a plot by Haman was established to destroy the Jews, it was Esther who saved the day. No wonder Mordecai said to her, And who knows whether thou art come to the kingdom for such an hour as this? I believe today that God has placed Christians all over the world for such an hour as we live in. We believe these are the last days, perilous, difficult times of which Paul spoke as he wrote to young Timothy concerning the end time. We believe we're living in the midnight hour of this age, and soon the Lord Jesus Christ will come to rapture the church. These are difficult days. These are perilous days. These are trying times. And in times like these, we need a message. We need the message of the gospel. In times like these, we need men. Men who know how to pray. Men who will dedicate their lives to Christ at whatever the cost or sacrifice. In times like these, we need the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." There's one message, and that's the message of redeeming grace, and there is one Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. In times like these, there are certain things that we believe are necessary in the Christian life and in the activity of the church. First of all, in times like these, we need unreserved dedication. I believe every person alive should be dedicated to a cause, and the greatest cause on earth is the cause of Christ, and the greatest organism in the world is the church, and the greatest book in all the world is the Bible. So we have a great cause to which to dedicate our lives. I read in the book of Romans chapter 12 that Paul says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Esther dedicated herself to the cause of saving her people. You and I, as Christians in the 20th century, need to dedicate ourselves to the cause of winning lost souls all over this community as we evangelize the city and evangelize the nation and evangelize the world. I repeat, in times like these, we need unreserved dedication on the part of all believers. May I ask you a pointed question? What about your dedication? What about your relationship to Christ? What about your relationship to the Bible? What about your relationship and your activity in the church? Are you dedicated to a cause? Are you putting Christ and the church first in your life? You should in times like these, because these are the last days of this age, and ere long, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. In the second place, I would say to you that in times like these, we need unwavering faith. Jesus said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." In another place, Jesus said, "Have faith in God." James writes in his first chapter, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering." Beloved, we need to have faith in God's Word, faith in the gospel story, and faith in the promises of the Bible. In times like these, we need to exercise a simple, childlike and yet firm faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The promises of the Bible are true, and God has spoken, and God has given us a description of the age in which we live. So, knowing that these are the last days, difficult times, we should have an unwavering faith, faith in the promise of Christ, who said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Unwavering faith in times like these in the promises of God. Not only so, but in times like these, we need unselfish denial. We read in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, that "if any man come after me," Jesus said, "if any man be my disciple, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." selfishness is a cardinal sin. The Christian who does not deny himself and follow Christ cannot be a true disciple. Esther denied herself in favor of God's business. She knew that there was something more important than her mere existence. She knew that there was something more important than just being the queen in Persia. She knew that there was a greater cause. She knew that the lives of her people were at stake. She knew that her nation was facing a difficult and a perilous hour. And so Esther unselfishly denied herself, even to the point of risking her life. It was against the Persian law for the queen to go in unto the king, except he called for her. And the king had not called for Esther, but she resolved in her own heart, "I will go in unto the king, and if I perish, I perish." This is denying oneself, and this is what God wants us to do in these difficult and perilous times of the 20th century. We must learn the secret of following Christ. We must learn the secret of pleasing God. We must learn the secret of being effective in our testimony and in our Christian walk. In order to be effective, in order to influence others, in order to please God, in order to live a victorious, overcoming, happy Christian life, we must learn to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow Jesus Christ. Yes, in these times in which we live, we need unselfish denial. And then in the fourth place, in times like these, we need unconditional surrender. Esther surrendered all she had. Esther was willing to lay her life on the line, surrendering everything that her people, the Jews, might be spared. I believe God is calling us to put everything that we have on the line today. These difficult days demand the very best that we have. God cannot and will not be satisfied with our second best. We must give to Him our best. Paul said, "I am ready not only to be bound, but to die at Jerusalem for Jesus' sake." And beloved, we must reach that time in our lives when we unconditionally and unhesitatingly surrender everything that we are. We must surrender our stubborn will to the will of God. We must surrender our ways to God's ways. We must surrender our hearts and our lives to Him. In times like these, we must be unconditionally surrendered to the cause of Christ. Then in the fifth place, in times like these, we need unspotted character. Esther had no blemish on her character and on her life. She was clean. She was pure. And so it is in our lives. Even as James admonishes us in his first chapter at verse 27, to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. God needs clean instruments, separated instruments, dedicated instruments, in these difficult days in which we live. I have a footnote to my message before I finish. In times like these, we need unhesitating readiness. Do you remember the testimony of the Apostle Paul? He said, "As much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel." Beloved, you and I should be ready at all times to give out the old story, the story of redeeming grace, the story of salvation, how Jesus Christ died on the cross, and how that He was buried, and how that on the morning of the third day He arose triumphantly over death, hell, and the grave. This is the gospel. This is the message that the world needs today. And we as Christians should at all times be ready to sound the trumpet for the truth. When men's ears are being filled with falsehood and error and heresy and false doctrine, we need to sound the truth. We need to be ready to testify to the redeeming power of the Lord Jesus Christ and tell men the truth as it is found in the Word of God. Yes, in times like these, we need unhesitating readiness. I trust as you listen to the last moments of this broadcast today, that you would resolve in your own heart, if you know not Christ as your Savior, that you're going to trust Him as the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart and convicts you of your sin, even now. There is but one way for you to be saved. That's God's way, the way of the cross. We read in the book of Acts, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. There is but one way for you to know Christ. There is but one way for you to be saved, and that is by trusting Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. God needs men like you in times like these. May I remind you once again that if you'll write to us in the month of August, and remember, we're not asking you to send any money. We're only asking you to write and request the book entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. If you will write any time during the month of August, we will send you one of these books, free and postage paid. Write today for your copy of Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. And again, we invite you to come and worship the Lord with us today at Worth Baptist Church. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.